Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Now, though, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you've been watching Reeling in the Years over the last couple of weeks, you've seen homelessness and family homelessness specifically come up over and over again. And unfortunately, it's not a problem that we can relegate to the past. It is still an issue for so many families across this country. Focus Ireland has published their Housing for All strategy, in which they are asking the government to recognise the unique needs of families who are homeless and, of course, their children, and includes real measures to address them. Louise Bayliss, campaign coordinator with Focus Ireland, joins me now to discuss this. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I personally have found it quite confronting, and I've seen people on Twitter saying the same thing, to watch Reeling in the Years, which is ostensibly a show about our past, but to see this problem, which is still such a real problem for families in Ireland. I don't know if you've seen it yourself.
Yeah, I saw the clip, and I you know, it was quite horrifying, because it's amazing how, when you look back in the years and you see how immune we've become to family homelessness.
Yeah.
And I was even remembering myself before we reached 1,000 children homelessness, and the big hype about that threshold, that there would be 1,000 children homeless in Ireland. We're now at 2,200, and we accept it. It's not the hype, and that's quite worrying how immune we've become to it. And I suppose the worrying thing for us as an organisation is that family homelessness was protected during the COVID pandemic. And thankfully, and we're very grateful for the government that they did put in things like the eviction ban, rent increases, all of those measures that helped keep families out of homelessness. But last week, the figures came out for the month of April, and worryingly, there was a modest, but there was an increase in family homelessness. Mm. And as a result, in April 21, there were 27 extra children homeless in a month. And we're hoping that doesn't continue to rise over the next few months.
And I mean, this feels like a very complicated question to ask you, but what is at the root of this issue?
Well, the root of the issue is a dysfunctioning housing market. Mm. And I think everybody is suffering. Anybody who has a housing need, be it that they have their own resources or they need social housing or they want to rent, everybody is suffering at that. But at the blunt end are the most vulnerable people, and they end up in a homelessness situation. So the way I would see it is there are three elements to any functioning housing market. The property buyer's market, you know, and especially for first-time buyers. There's the rental market, which definitely provides a purpose for transitioning families and, you know, for people moving out of student accommodation into their first home. All of that needs rental, private rental. And then there's the social housing need. And as you know, Louise, we haven't had, the investment in social housing stopped for over a decade. Mm. So what has happened is people who would normally be in social housing have been pushed into the private rental market through the use of HAP and rent supplement, which in increase has reduced the market supply, has put price pressure on everybody. So what we have, and then on the other end of the market where people would be looking to buy, they've been locked out, first-time buyers have been locked out because of cuckoo funds and poor supply of private building. They've all been pushed into the private rental market. We all know that's a very competitive market, very expensive, and so many families are being priced out at the mercy of landlords and notice of terminations and all of that. And it's lack of supply is the simple answer, but the overall answer is a lot more complicated, that we just have a dysfunctional housing market where too many people are in the private rental market and there isn't enough social housing being provided.
One thing I wanted to say or to ask you about is the specific kind of problems that are created by children living in homelessness, and particularly living in homelessness for an extended time, because that's obviously what's happening. And, you know, we're talking about more than 2,000 Irish children who are completely have nothing to do with their housing situation or their housing choice. You know, how is that affecting them?
Yeah, well, as you said, Louise, there's almost 2,200 children homeless today. What we would say is previously, families didn't really enter homelessness unless there was some dysfunction in the family, be it addiction, mental health, or other issues going on. What we see now in the last decade or so is we see families entering homelessness purely for economic reasons. So these were functioning, independent families. They're, you know, in a normal functioning market, they wouldn't have ended up in homelessness. Those families, when they enter homelessness, are very capable, very independent. They're functioning like every other family. after 6 months, though, the relationships break down, deterioration, parents question their parental capacity. I mean, every parent wants to feel they're protecting their child, and that sense of we've let our child down, that disappointment, it impacts on the dynamics within a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're looking at children who may have stunted development from the very horrible idea of little babies being born into hotel rooms, not being able to have the space to crawl or to do the normal exploration that they do, to younger, to older children who can't have the normal friends after school, the play dates, all of that. All of this impacts on the families. On top of that, you're adding poor nutrition, where some families can't access cooking facilities, yeah, and they're relying on takeouts or easy, you know, microwave meals, all of those things. It has an impact. And after 6 months, we find that the functioning family, it's not that they're, there is dysfunction there. They do need supports. Even when they get the home, there are problems that have arisen during, yeah, that 6 months. And we're very, very, very clear that we want to prevent family homelessness, obviously. But if we can't prevent it, that we at least, if we got a family homelessness strategy, and that's what we're calling for today. And while I have the opportunity, yeah, Louise, if I could direct people to the Focus Ireland website and specifically to the Focus on Families page, takes 1 minute to sign up, to send a populated email to your TD calling for a specific family homelessness strategy. Yeah. And that email would go to their local TDs. Mm. And one of the things we would guarantee is that there would be a family support worker for a child support worker for every child who would need it, so there'd be access to that. There would be links to the schools and communities, so that families aren't put two bus rides away from the child's school, that there would be guarantee that no family would stay in there 6 months. You know, these are temporary, yeah, measures, because obviously our aim is to prevent family homelessness altogether. But while it is there, we have a very active family homelessness action team, and they feed directly to our advocacy team and tell us what these families need. And it's our job then to push to make sure these families get the supports they need.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what you said there makes total sense, because, you know, anyone who's listening who has kids, if you have kids or you know a kid, even if you think about what it would feel like to know that you're not giving your child the best, and, yeah, and not just the best, but, like, you know, the basic things that, yeah, that you think you'll be able to provide. And, you know, and, yeah, if you are someone who does your absolute best in every area of parenting, if you can't get across the line with this, and it is happening, as you said, to families, you know, for economic reasons, for small reasons, it's not out of any kind of failure on the,
no,
parents' fault.
Absolutely,
but
not,
that would,
yeah,
get inside your brain. I mean, I know personally, I can't imagine getting through,
no,
that impact.
You're 100% right. Like, I think every mother, and I can't speak for fathers because I'm not a father, but, yeah, as a mother, every mother, you don't give birth to a 7-pound baby. You give birth to a 7-ton rock of guilt that you carry, yeah, around with you for the rest of your life, that you're not performing best. And the most basic fundamental right is to have a safe place for a child to come home to.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, I can't imagine the psychological impact as a parent, and the sense of feeling as a failure.
Yeah.
And we know it's and if anybody, any mother or father is listening to this, my message would be to them, you are not the failure.
No.
This dysfunctional housing system that's the failure, and it's all of us not clubbing together to prevent this happening for any family we know. So again, please, if you're listening,
yeah,
take a minute to sign up and send your email. We have a small window of opportunity. We put in our submission for the Housing for All strategy. The government called for submissions, but what we're specifically asking for is a strategy just for families.
Yeah.
In 2014, Jan O'Sullivan was the minister at the time, and she declared family homelessness a national crisis.
Mm.
7 years on, and we still have no strategy,
yeah,
to deal with the specific needs of families.
Yeah.
And it seems, and we in July, the new government, all government strategy for housing is going to be issued, and it'll replace Building for Ireland, and it's called Housing for All. And we're asking, if we don't get it in that time, we may be looking for another 4 or 5 years. So we really have this short window of opportunity, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, to really influence government here,
yeah,
and make sure there is that strategy to protect our vulnerable families.
Yeah, I mean, yes, what you say is correct. And I would just like to say, you know, I was thinking there when you said, you know, you can't speak for fathers. I can imagine that the impact on fathers could be even more, because traditionally, you know, the old way of society
is that it's the father
who provides. Again, like, I think I'm really glad you said it, that if there's anyone listening who's in that situation right now, you know, if you can give yourself a break, it's easier said than done. But like, you know, this is a particularly difficult time for families and when it comes to housing. And the problem, as you say, is with the system. Now, aside from going to the website and doing that thing that you recommended in terms of contacting your TDs, you have a fundraiser coming up on June 20th. Would you mind telling people about that?
Oh, God, I'm so excited about this. It's Rock Against Homelessness, and we have it every year, and it's usually held in the Olympia, and the arts world come together very graciously and really support our campaign. It's kind of an awareness campaign plus a fundraising campaign. But this year, we didn't think it would be able to go ahead because of COVID. But thankfully, it is going ahead through, honestly, the best will of people in the industry to supporting families in homelessness and everybody in homelessness. So it's headlining. It's going out on June 20th at 8 p.m. So it's a live, it's a streaming event. The tickets are available on Ticketmaster for €23. But I think that's great value because a whole family could sit around a TV, or a group of friends can sit around and watch it together. So it could work out a €4 or €5 ticket. There's brilliant acts. Aslan are performing. Pillow Queens. Now, I have a specific interest in Pillow Queens because one of the members of Pillow Queens, Kathy McGuinness, worked with us in Focus Ireland until extremely recently as a support worker. So she has a very strong connection to Focus Ireland, and obviously the whole band then are supporting it. We have Aslan, we have Gilbert Smith, we have Panty Bliss is emceeing with Laura Whitmer. We have, just if you go onto Ticketmaster, you'd see the list of bands, and they're all, every one of them, amazing. We have people from Belfast to New York, to Mexico are performing in it. David Merriman is producing it. We have Jim Sheridan has done some interviews with two of our previous customers who had been in homeless at one stage and now have their own stable homes, and they do two really fabulous interviews. And actually, it was a beautiful evening a couple of weeks ago in Grand Canal Dock, and we did the outdoor filming for that. And one of our customers, Barra, played, he's an extremely talented flautist, and he played Summertime. On a very jazzy version of Summertime, and that's amazing too. And I think I love the fact that we're highlighting the success stories with our customers, and to hopefully smash the stereotypes and show these are ordinary functioning people who've come across hard times, and they're speaking for themselves about what the homelessness had affected. And Jim Sheridan was amazing, so empathetic, and really highlighting the positive sides of their story.
Great. Well, look, as I said, as you said, people can go to focusireland.ie and get links to all that kind of thing and learn about all that kind of thing. But tickets on Ticketmaster for €23 and aid of Focus Ireland. It's June 20th at 8 p.m. And lads, you know, €23 if you can afford it, what a great donation to make as well. I think we can all agree that it's just not acceptable to have thousands of Irish children in homelessness for an extended period of time. The pressures that are being placed on them and their families will be permanent results, and you know, we just can't allow it to continue. Louise Bayliss, thank you so much, campaign coordinator with Focus Ireland. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Louise McSherry on 2FM.